Diga.
Hello, hello. May I speak with Miriam?
Yes.
Hi, Miriam. This is Jen from Tax Relief Center. I'm reaching you out due to a federal tax lien that has been filed with your county in the amount of $10,379. I would like to know if you're still dealing with this debt to give you assistance.
One second. Just me understand. Sorry. Ben. Is this collection?
No. Actually, we're just a company that would like to help you reduce what you owe or eliminate for complete. So, due to a federal tax lien that has been filed in your county for $10,379, we want to know if you're still dealing with this debt and if you want to receive help. I can get you to the specialist. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Hello?
You speak in English, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Because we'd like to talk to Miriam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're Miriam?
I'm going to translate for her.
Oh, okay.
You don't have someone to speak Spanish
then? Spanish? No. Oh, but if you can translate for Miriam, I'd go ahead and transfer her with a specialist that can help her with this tax lien. Will that be okay? Can you ask her?
Can you tell me the last name just in case we're like...
Yes, Miriam Gervasiopino.
Yes.
It is. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and if she agree with that, I'm going to go ahead and connect you with the tax specialist. Bear with me a moment.
What is that for?
Okay, since you have the tax lien from the state of Wisconsin, were you aware of it, right? Were you aware of it?
Estaba del algo del estado de Wisconsin. ¿Veré con pena?
Pero que, o sea, no entiendo, porque puesto que es colección, o si es colección, o que es...
What is this?
¿Tiene un tax lien usted de $10,379 en el estado de Wisconsin?
Tengo una
señorita Miriam, queríamos saber para ver si usted quisiera recibir ayuda y reducir este impuesto o eliminarlo por completo. ¿Le gustaría con la ayuda de su traductora?
Sí, pero es sobre, permíteme para entender bien, ¿es sobre las taxas?
Sí, es un tax.
Okay.
Es un tax lien del estado de Wisconsin.
Sí, tengo una deuda del estado de Wisconsin.
Bueno, si gusta, le va a tomar unos minutos. Puede hablar con un especialista con la ayuda del traductor. ¿Está bien?
Está bien.
Deme un momento, por favor.
Sí, gracias.
Y perdón, la deuda que tiene, déjeme preguntarle, ¿es del IRS?
Sí, tengo deuda del IRS, pero no sé, nada más aparece mi nombre.
Sí, Miriam Gervasiopino. Entonces la voy a conectar con el especialista para que le dé usted más detalles de eso. Y él la puede ayudar.
Hey, una sola pregunta. ¿Nadie más aparece en ahí donde está registrado?
En mi sistema es el único nombre que aparece, pero el especialista le dará más detalles. Un momento.
Okay. Él no habla español, ¿verdad?
No, así que sí necesitamos ayuda del traductor. Dame un momento, por favor.
Okay, gracias.
Le agradecemos su paciencia. Estaremos en breve con el especialista.
Your call is very important to us.
Tax Relief, this is Anthony.
Hello.
Hello.
They just call us, or they just call comedian for the taxes collection or the amount that she owns.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Bueno, deme un momento.
Okay.
No.
Actually, it's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. I'm sorry. I have Miriam on the line, but she has a translator because she only speaks Spanish, but she do owes $10,379 to the IRS. I'm going to give you her phone number. It's 424-672-2311.
Okay.
Do you copy that? Okay.
672-2311. 424. What's the number again? It didn't come up.
I'm sorry. The phone number is 414-553-8952.
I don't know, 442-553-8952.
No, I'm sorry. 414, the area code, and then the numbers 553, and the last four digits, 8952.
Okay, it came up. Perfect. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Miriam. To the translator, leave in good hands.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Miriam, how are you?
Good.